In this lesson, we're going to learn how to say, I haven't done something or something has not been done. So let's start with, first, I haven't done something.
まだしていません。
And can we have it with the subject?
私はまだしていません。
Now, the literal translation here is, I still didn't doing. But remember, in Japanese, the present progressive, the ing, the te iru, can also represent states. So you're in the state of not doing something.
Right.
So to state that something hasn't happened yet is expressed by?
まだていません。
So still not doing. Let's look at some examples. I think it'll become much clearer. Nami-sensei, what is the verb to decide?
決める。
The corresponding te form is?
決めて。
So?
まだ決めていません。
Haven't decided yet. And of course, can we just put the subject in there?
私はまだ決めていません。
So, I haven't decided yet. Next we have, to read.
読む。
Te form?
読んで。So, まだ読んでいません。
Haven't read yet. Can we put the subject in?
Okay, I can put the subject and object. 私はまだ新聞を読んでいません。
I still haven't read the newspaper.
する means to do. して is the te form. So, まだしていません。
Haven't done. Again, state of not being done.
まだ勉強していません。
I haven't studied yet. So it's on the agenda, it's just that I haven't done it yet. So the Japanese, of course, the literal translation is, I'm not doing it yet. Now, please note that E in imasen is sometimes dropped in the conversation.
So, まだ勉強していません
becomes?
まだ勉強してません。ピーターさん、もうランチを食べましたか? Did you have lunch already?
はい、もう食べました。Yeah, I have. Or literally, yes, I ate. Naomi-sensei wa mou ranchi tabemashita ka? How about you, Naomi-sensei? Did you eat lunch?
Mada tabete imasen. I haven't had lunch yet. Nande hitori de itchou no kana?
So Naomi said, I wonder why you went by yourself. So again, think of te imasen as a state of something not being done. Yonde imasen. Haven't read the book. It's a state of not being done.